This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of Labor says Google will spend $3.8 million to settle allegations that it underpaid women and unfairly passed over women and Asians for job openings. The agency said the settlement amount includes $2.6 million in back pay to 5,500 employees. The settlement also calls on Google to review hiring and salary practices. The allegations against Google stem from a routine compliance audit several years ago required by Google's status as a supplier of technology to the federal government. Google said in a statement, quote, "We believe everyone should be paid based on the work they do, not who they are, and invest heavily to make our hiring and compensation processes fair and unbiased." The company also said it was pleased to have resolved the matter. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the Biden administration is considering possible action against Russia. This comes a day after police used batons and tasers against protesters demanding the release of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. In a TV interview done on Sunday, aired on Monday, Blinken said he was, quote, "deeply disturbed by the violent crackdown." In the same interview, he said China has acted egregiously to undermine Hong Kong, and he warned that Iran is months away from the ability to produce the material needed for a nuclear weapon. Russia's foreign ministry claimed that Washington backed the protest, calling it a gross intervention in Russia's affairs. In the interview, Blinken did not commit to specific sanctions against Moscow. He said he was reviewing a response to the actions against Navalny, as well as other allegations against Russia, by the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it supports imposing a jail term on opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny faces a possible 3.5-year prison sentence over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 conviction. The European Court of Human Rights has deemed that conviction baseless. Navalny was detained upon his return to Russia from Germany in mid-January. He had been in Germany recuperating from a poisoning attack. He has blamed the attack on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement, but also refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. The United States and its European allies have condemned Navalny's detention, prompting Kremlin countercharges of Western interference in its internal affairs. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned Monday's military takeover in Myanmar, calling for a quick restoration of democracy and warning that Washington could reimpose sanctions. Biden said, quote, "The international community should come together in one voice to press the Burmese military to immediately relinquish the power they have seized." He added, "The United States is taking note of those who stand with the people of Burma in this difficult hour." Burma is the name the United States used for Myanmar before it transitioned to democratic rule. Myanmar's military seized control of the country on Monday, imposing a one-year state of emergency. The country's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint were among a group of senior politicians who were detained in the early morning hours, sparking spasms of uncertainty in Myanmar and around the world. The arrests took place just hours before the country's parliament was scheduled to reconvene for the first time since November elections. Those elections were alleged by the military to have been unfair. Hours after Myanmar's army declared a state of emergency, there are still few details about what's going on and why. Widespread communication shutdowns, a curfew, and the existing restrictions designed to curtail the spread of COVID-19 have restricted access to ordinary Burmese citizens. Earlier Monday, an address carried on military-owned television said there was terrible fraud in the voter list during the Democratic general election in November, which runs contrary to ensuring a stable democracy. The statement said the alleged fraud in the vote led to protests and other actions damaging to national security, and so officials are declaring a nationwide year-long state of emergency. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.